I'd like to take the opportunity to learn together, as you've seen, Brisker Rav and Rav Chaim about Korban, about the Ketores. And en route, we'll mention some of the ideas that our sugya contributes to Korban Yochid, Korban Tzibur. So it comes up in Gimel and Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says that maybe we should be able to learn that the Korbanos of Rosh Hashanah and the Korbanos of Shavuos also require 7 days of Prisha, and we would learn that from the Meluim. So the Gemara says that would not be a good limud. We can't do that. Why is that? So the last line that's in Gimel Aleph, the Gemara says, "Ve'em Rosh Hashanah the Prisha Shivla Imechad." Prisha should be a candidate because Rosh Hashanah b'din day rises 1 day, and it would be a Prisha of 7 days preparing for 1 day, the way that Chazal wants us to look at the days of the Miluim. So Amar Bavo, that would not be a good limud. Why? Par va'ayil shaloi. Mi par va'ayil shaloi. La'fuki atzeh Rosh Hashanah the tzibur nindu. That the korban musaf that's brought on Rosh Hashanah of the parva ayil is a korban tzibur, and the parva ayil that the kohen brings on Yom Kippur, and the parva ayil that Aaron the kohen brought in the miluim was a korban yachid. So we're not going to learn a korban tzibur from a korban yachid. All right, that's the Gemara then questions. Is that really correct that the korban tzibur, that the korban of the mimilum is a korban yachid? Is that really correct? Why? Because the Gemara says that we have a machlekes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. When the Torah says kach lecham, is that a davka korban tzibur? Or could that be, because that davka korban yachid, it could be a korban tzibur as well. So the Gemara says that in the context of the Yimei HaMiluim, the Torah says kach lecha. So korban miluim should be a machlokes tanaim whether it's a korban yachid or korban tzibur. The Gemara in the end says no, that we do not have to run our sugya through the machlokes of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yonasan. Because the Gemara points out that the sugya goes out of its way to point out that the Yemei HaMiluim is a korban yachid and Yom Kippur is a korban yachid. Gemara says that when it comes to Vel B'nei Yisrael Tadaber L'mar Kechusi Rizim L'chatos, and then it says to Aaron Kach L'cho Egil Ben Boker L'chatos. So you see that the Torah specifically changed the Lashon. So if it would say kach lecha stam, so that would be the machlekes of Yenis and Yeshua is kach lecha korban tzibur korban yachid. But when the Torah emphasizes kach lecha by introducing a different lashon first, then the kach lecha is a korban yachid, and the same thing is true for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur it says bezois yovei aron lakodesh. And then it says, "Umi Eisa Das Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirizim." So Vaystachaisa Por Vayil is Aaron's private. All right. So again, Hayoytze Mikolzeh. Hayoytze Mikolzeh. There's a machlekes in Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yeshia, when it says Kach Lecha Zim Mishulcha Mishul Tzibur. And then the Gemara says we don't have to, for our sugya we can go around the machlekes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yeshia because we have special limudim. We have a special limud that tells us that the parva ayil yemei milum is a korban yachid, and the parva ayil of Yom Kippur is a korban yachid, and it's never poshut that the korbanis musiv of Rosh Hashanah and of Etzeres is a korban tzibur. Okay, so far so good. What's the chilgun of korban yachid, korban tzibur? The essential distinction. So I gave you a Maram Mokim to the Minchas Chinuch that gives a good summary. The essential distinction seems to be bilus. Who owns the korban? Who's the Baal of korban? So if it's a private individual, then that's a korban yachid. And if it's a Klal Yisrael, In other words, what does it mean? Klal Yisrael means that Klal Yisrael individually gave money to the Trumas Elishka. We gave money to the Kotchim. We gave money to the Gizbar, and the Gizbar now is going to use that to purchase. So once the money goes to the Gizbar, so we are no longer partners in that money, right? We're not giving our shkolim into a Beis HaMikdash mutual fund. We're giving our shkolim to the base of the Gizbar. And then it belongs to the Kutchikosh, it belongs to the Kutch, it belongs to the base of Mikdash. And there's no individual bialus anymore. So a Korban Yochin is individual bialus. I'm the one who's makdish it. I'm the one who invests it with Kedusha. And the Gizbar is the one who invests the Korbanos with Kedusha of a Korban Tzibur. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that Korban is Tzibur, except for one, is our Zemanim Kuvua. A Korban Yochin doesn't have a set time. A Korban Tzibur, they all have a set time. Ad Kedei Kach, Halacha number two, that Ovar Zemanim Botul Korbanei. If I have a Korban Yochin and I want to bring it at a certain point in time, then after I'm still chayiv to bring it liyach zmanay, but a korban tzibur the zman is so strict that over zmanay botel korbanay there is no tashlumen for a korban tzibur. Minchas Chinuch says that a korban tzibur has the shira, korban yachin doesn't have shira. The sochim, who brings in a sochim, a korban tzibur, so the nischei tzibur come from the tzibur. So those are the. What identifies the Korban Tzibur different from the Korban Yochin? What about the impact of the Korban Yochin and Korban Tzibur? So Tosfos says, Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos, that Leman de Omer, we're going back into the Habamina now, the discarded Habamina. What was the discarded Habamina? Maybe the Machlokes Rabbi Yenis and Miyesha, where the Kach Lecha is a Tzibur or is a Yochin. And Rabbi Yenison, who says that Kach Lecha is Shel Tzibur, so the Korban Miluim is Shel Tzibur. It's the Gemara's, and then if that's the case, we should be able to learn Prisha from Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres. So that was that one moment in the Havah, a fleeting moment. Maybe the Korban Miluim is a Korban Tzibur. But what does that mean, Korban Tzibur? It means that Aaron doesn't buy it, but the tzibur provides for it with the shkolim. So Tosfos says tamely, need to be shel tzibur. It's true that the ownership is of the tzibur. What does it mean, the ownership of the tzibur? So then I made a reference to the kovetz shurim. Kovetz shurim, Chanan Wasserman. I don't think it's a chiddush, but he just says it very sharply that there is two kinds of bialus. There is bialus of partnership, where each individual maintains some stake in the conglomerate. All right, exactly what's that stake is the further machlokes. How do you identify the ownership of a partnership once they become a partnership? And then there is a conglomerate ownership. Tefusas Abayas, Yerusha, before it's been separated, if you don't hold V'yesh Breira. Right? In other words, the person is Nifter, he has property. The property is now governed by the Yorshim. Exactly which house belongs to which Yorish, not such thing. Tefusas Abayas. There is a conglomerate. We would call it, the question is, would we call it an LLC? Would we call it a corporation? That's the Machlokes HaPoskim, where the corporation is considered to be a bialus, a shutvis, or the corporation is considered to be a tvusas abayas. Is there a baal, right? L'moshal, when it comes to ribis, the Rabbeinu and Mechudesh Shita, that if the loiva is a corporate body, so then there's no shivud aguf. So Rabbeinu really skirts this issue. He doesn't say that there's no baal. He says there's no shivud aguf. Because you have an LLC, because the government said there's no Shibud Aguf. So Rav Moshe didn't really address it. Pesach, Chomesh Olah Pesach, by a corporation. Right? So that would be a question about, is there no Baal, or is there... Do you go with the Roiv Baalim? Or if you are a stockholder in a shareholder in a chamisik corporation, yeah. So do you have some bylaws? So that's so Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points out to us that I think when Rav Shechter gave Shurim at the beginning of a Basra, this was the theme of his Shiach Doma, is that there are different kinds of shutfas. There's a shutfas versus a bias, where there is no identified owner, and there is a shutfas which is multiple owners. So the Rav Chanan says we should understand that essentially a korban yochin is ownership. You can have 3, 4, or 5 shutfim owners, and there's still a korban yochin. And the korban simimin, that the klal yisrael, there's no individual can point out. This yisoid becomes a little bit difficult in light of the opening, not the opening, but the beginning of a Yikra, Ramban and Rashi. Rashi identifies a korban tzibur. He says, you know what a korban tzibur is? Ketzah mizbeach. The Ramban says, why ketzah mizbeach? It's the only korban you can figure out. The end of the season, when we have money left over, and the money from the shkolim left over, we've taken care of all the chiyuvei tzibur, then everything that tzibur needs, we've done all the korbanos, and we've done the and the berakah bais, and we've done the big day, everything. There's still money left over, and you bring a korban. That's Klal Yisrael's korban. That's a korban tzibur. That's a nidvas tzibur. So the Ramban says, yeah, he goes, you can only find one. What about if roiv Klal Yisrael? If we do a fundraiser, we do crowdfunding. It's very shaykh to do crowdfunding, and you get roiv of the tzibur to bring a korban. So the Ramban says, wouldn't that be a korban tzibur? That's the Mr. Ramban seems to say that there could be the korban tzibur could be broader than the way we defined it. Again, we define that a korban tzibur essentially is a question of bialos, and we define them in Cheschinoch several different properties of a korban tzibur. The Ramban might be piercing the veil of the korban tzibur. Maybe there's a korban tzibur which is Bepeladike Ramban. The Brisker Rav says we don't understand the Ramban, because at the end of the day, the Brisker Rav says this roiv of Klal Yisrael has to hand it over to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. So once they hand it over the entirety of Klal Yisrael, in order to be a kosher korban, so Brisker Rav says he's not sure to understand the Ramban. He says maybe the pshat in the Ramban is that the chalus hektish of a korban tzibur is done via Klal Yisrael, and maybe the Ramban is saying you could have another way of a machalais hektish korban tzibur.
I thought Brisker Rav was like totally
at odds with the
Chassidim. I thought it was called a format that's like totally odd to the
Chassidim. Why?
It sounds like the only way you can have a korban tzibur if it comes from the Truma Seleshka.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean? Any individual can just donate to make a korban tzibur.
Oh, okay. I mean,
the other thing why the Ramban gets broke, I mean, he thinks it's more passionate. It's more than Ramban.
Okay. I mean, you can see either way. But either way, the Ramban is more Apollo. Because either way, it seems to the Ramban, that's what was Brian the Brisker Rav, it seems to the Ramban that Roiv at Tzibur alone is a Korban Tzibur. It seems to the Ramban that I don't have to, if I get Roiv Tzibur Klal Yisrael, that's also a Korban Tzibur. Lav Davka, I have to remove the ownership. It seems to the Ramban. So the Sotosfos now says, that's in Mechudish Tikka Ramban, Sarachinam, Machlekes Rashi Ramban. Is this foreign point out that this machlokes shows up in a Rashmi Shantz, a similar machlokes? So it seems to be a machlokes, and Roiv is the only way to have a korban tzibur via a tfusis of bias, a communal ownership or not. So the our Tosfos raises the following question. Our Tosfos is tamely. Nehi the mishal tzibur. Just because the ownership is a nondescript ownership of the rabbim, and it's a corporate ownership, if that's a correct understanding of corporation. So if that's tfusas habayis ownership, but Aaron, our koyin, is getting a personal kapora. So Don in por chata shaloi shu miskaper boy. Mi por chata shaloi shu miskaper boy. V'don in al shaloi shu say mechalav. Mi al shaloi shu say mechalav. So the Gemara says, why do I say that we're going to, that if we hold that the, that if we say kach lecha is mishal tzibur, that in that case we should be able to learn, and therefore the korban milum is mishal tzibur, and the korban of the of Aaron HaKoinen yomik mishal tzibur, so we should be able to connect it to the korban tzibur of the musaf and of Atzeres. Tosva says, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be a korban yachid because the kapar is for a yachid. So why should we? Why does the Gemara? Why does that trouble the Gemara? So the Tosfos in the end says, you know what? Deinachanami tavi matzish no yachid elo haemes mitarvitz loy dekuli alma moide de mishalayu. Maybe the kamafarish viyazel. So the Tosfos says that Tzaka could have been a good teretz. Tosfos says this is a good teretz. The Gemara didn't need this teretz. The Gemara found a different teretz. So Vaisachais, if this could have been a good teretz, it means Tosfos would seem to say that there are two ways in which something becomes a korban yachid or a korban tzibur. It depends on what it accomplishes. The bialus is the determining factor of tzibur and yachid. But there's another way of determining tzibur and yachid, that who is marviyah, who's getting something, who's kapara, who's getting something out of it. So if it's for the tzibur, so then it's if it's I, the tzibur is a chiyuv to bring korban eistamid, so then it's a korban tzibur, both from the bialus and from the tayalus. But if Aaron HaKoyin is getting kapara, so even if it's mitzvah tzibur, it's still a korban yachid. That's a mechudish tikkun mahalach that Tosfos says it apparently that they do, and that then if we go back to the top of Beis Amid Beis, the opening part of the Masechta, so the Gemara is darshaning the pasuk from the Miluim, and the pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Hashem La'asois, and the Gemara says that Tziva is Paraduma, Lechaper is Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, why don't we say all Korbanos require Prisha? Why? Because it says a pasuk of Tziva Legabi all the Korbanos Biyom Tzavois is Bnei Yisrael Lakrivis Korbanayim. Okay, so Gemara says it's not, we're doing tzivah, so we're not doing tzivah tzavos. Rashi says, it's difficult to write, the top Rashi in Beis Amid Beis, L'atzrich kol kayin ha'oimid b'migdash prisha l'korban ois tzibur. Why do you say korban ois tzibur? We were darshaning from the korban ois, the parva ayel of the miluim. So why dak with korban tzibur? We could be saying it's, you need prisha for the korban is yachid. Three lines later, the emo kapora de korbanis. There, Itaka says, "Kegoyin korban is yachid," because as Tosfos says, it's a yechidim. Are getting that's difficult. Rashi, the Ritva says, from here you see that according to Rashi, all the korbanis of the Yemei Miluim were korban is tzibur. What does that mean? That means korban is tzibur legabe with the korbanis we're accomplishing. So it's this ha'ara again. If you want to find a place where it is somebody who says it explicitly, Rabbi Yoshev in his ha'ara says it's malach. So l'chayra, the Tosfos who's not miyashev is kasha. Right? Tosfos did not say what you could say and say. It doesn't really matter who's getting kapara. It matters who owns the korban. Now, if it's our netiyah would have been, Tosfos should have ended up by saying, it's not a korban neochid. It doesn't mean it gets kapara. It depends who owns it. That would have been gevaldik. It would have been consistent. Tosfos Mechadesh. That the Tzadik Rabbi Yoshev points out. The Nias Daiti is difficult because it goes against the whole mahalach of korban neochid, korban tzibur. Minchas Chinuch, Mechonav, all the swarm. So apparently,
isn't that the din?
Yeah.
a Baal Karmah, older than Baal Karmah, it's a Miskata.
The Rambam has, says you can be right, you can, but that does, that's not a distinction between a tzibur and a yochid.
No, but that shows the chayra that the Baal HaKarmah is the miskapin.
Yeah, okay, and that shows you can.
Yeah,
okay, no, but it doesn't show that a korban, that if the that we would call a korban, we'd have the halachas of a korban. And once we say, once we're distinguishing between a korban yochid and a korban tzibur, that it's in terms of zeman and shira, like all the properties, right? So smicha, the Tosfos also, smicha could be a way in which you could assign the violence of a korban, whether it's korban yochid or korban tzibur. The smicha alone is what connects it. Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
The scapula on the smicha, so.
Yeah.
Maybe saying chiddush, maybe saying no. That if the tzibur gave the money for yochid miskapi, he wouldn't do smicha. Is that not like
this? He only says smicha legabe the ayo. Shusay mechalav. Yeah. But then al shaloi shusay mechalav me al shaloi shusay mechalav. The Taisha says, yeah, that could have been a way of identifying. So, what's the significance of a korban tzibur versus a korban yochid? Once we say that it goes, that the te'elis can also determine whether it's a yochid or a tzibur. And what if we, as long as the distinction, and as we're saying that, we're not going to say that the korban of Aaron HaKoyen had shira. We're not going to say it had nesachim, right? So, what's the significance of saying it's a korban tzibur? We're just saying it's what have we accomplished by doing that? So that's an echanami. That's what Jabal seems to say. And Elisha points that out. But Lamaisa, it's going to have enough kamina for whether you're going to learn the din of frisha. Right? In other words, it could be that what Rabbi Yosef is pointing out is when it comes to the amount of preparation that according to our Gemara is being machadish. Does a korban require a certain amount of prisha? Does it require a certain amount of hisboininess? So our Gemara says maybe we should say that the only korban is yachid, along the lines of what the Chinuch says, a korban yachid is a special kesher with an individual. Korban yachid is a special kinyan. Korban yachid is a sign of a person. So. A korban yochid is shach that you have a prisha for it, but a korban tzibur, it's not kachik kachim, and it's not the korban of yom kippur. It's the korban talmid of every day. So one could argue that if I'm bringing a korban for the old tzibur, then I need to have yimei prisha marachana. So our Gemara is trying to determine what is the machayev of prisha. So l'chora, that's how we would put this Tosfos and this Rashi into the commentary of Yashi. In the context of Prisha, we could say it's lav davka korban tzibur korban yochid lav davka bialus. In terms of that, could be l'gabi the teyelus, the purpose of the korban. But like, with respect to other chilukim, tzarchi and gadol, if the teyelus of the korban could be a korban tzibur, the Briskarov would say that how do we confer kedusha on a korban? So a korban yochid, the yochid confers the kedusha when he's makdish it. A korban tzibur, the gizbur. So now the korban of so if we're going to call Aaron HaKoyen's korban a korban tzibur, because if we're going to call it a korban yochid, because he's getting kapara. L'chayra, the hektish is going to be chal al yedei the tzibur. L'chayra, the din would be that if Aaron HaKoyen, if you hold kach mishal tzibur, again, now we're going in halachic fantasy. If we would hold this kach mishal tzibur, and it would require a tzibur, so then it would mean that it's a korban tzibur with a yochidik tayelis. That would mean that if Aaron would take his own korban, the hektish wouldn't be chal. It could only be chal via the tzibur. So that's, I'm not sure if we would take it that that could be. That could be. Then anaf kamina. How is the hekdesh chal? But we don't say that. We say that, in the end of the day, a korban, the korban miluim, and the korban of the parva al miluim, and the parva ayil of Yom Kippur is a korban yachid. Vaisach is a korban yachid, even though the korban yachid means that it's kach mishalcha. We don't darshan the kach like of Yenis of Yesha. Torah goes out of its way to say that this is a korban yachid. Okay, so what have we accomplished so far? We defined the korban yachid, korban sivur, pointed out the Rolchonon's crisp definition, and that it becomes an example of tfusas abayas in bailas. We pointed out the menchas chinuch is different properties of korban sivur, korban yachid. And we pointed out an interesting toisvus and a ritvon Rashi about whether we should expand that notion or whether it's limited to the din of prisha. Okay. En route to the conclusion, so the Gemara says that what are the classic examples of kach lecha, and when it means a korban yachid. So the Gemara says, on the Gimel Amud Beis, La'ad kan loy plige, ela bekicha is the alma. Again, so now we're zeroing in on two lines, and this will lead us to a very, very important chiddush in Malach. Ad kan loy plige, the Gemara is resolving the question. Do we have to thread our sugya through the machlekes v'yinus and v'yeshia? So Gemara says you don't have to. Ad kan le pligei machlekes v'yinus v'yeshia. And where the kach l'cha means korban tzibur, korban yochid, is b'kicha is the alma, stam kichas. But a kicha, where it goes out of its way to say that this is not part of Klal Yisrael, kul yama, that's a korban yochid. What's the example? Avekicha da alma, kach lecha samim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, the Parshas Akteres, right? The Parshas Akteres. Vayom Avidam Hashem Moshe, Vayom Hashem Moshe, kach lecha samim dotov, shcheilus vechelmana, samim ulvayna, zak vadiye. Kach lecha. That's your example of the machlekes v'yenis v'yeshia. So here, Kavus Ari has a. The Veltz Kasha, Sfasemis, I believe, has the same Kasha, the Rishash has the same Kasha, and he says, Hayatochen, that the Korban Ktoires should be a Machlaikis with the Korban Sivur, Korban Yachid. That's the Kasha. Gemara says, Kach Lechosamim, not the beginning of, every time you say the Parsha Ktoires, you'll think about this Gur Sari, maybe the Biskirov, the Rechaim, the Takibi school for Parnasa. So kach lecha is a korban, is ketores. Our Gemara says ketores is your classic example of the machlekes whether it's a korban tziva or korban yachid. Says the Gemara, so lo yitachin. Ketores asamim is a korban yachid. Lo yitachin that should be anybody's shita. The Mefurish of Mishnah Shkolim, that one of the things they used to do with the Shkolim from the Lishkas by the Keteris Hasam, even more than that. When you had Keteris left over, it would go back into the Lishka. So, I'm a Mishnah before Reshus. That was the approach. And he said, is it possible that the Torah would be telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you pay for the Keteris? So what happened to the next generation? This is Kasha. But that wasn't such a powerful Kasha. But he says, what's going to happen if Moshe Rabbeinu dies? Lamai opens up the possibility of a Korban Yachid. But he says, Leia talking against the Mishnah version, that Kach, and that's what all the Rishash, the Semes, they all ask the same Kasha. So the Mahalach, I think, of the Rishash is, that Eina Hanami, that it's, the verse is a similar approach, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was pointing out that the Torahs in the Midbar had a special din. Einachanami, if you held like Rabbi Yoshia, it was only that the Torahs bezman haMidbar, the Torahs of the Mishkan, that was Taka Shel Yochid Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. After that, it was always Shel Tzibur. So the Machloek is only had a Limshat in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that Lechor is like a difficult issue to the Gemara. Who's that? You have to give. I didn't say it accurately. Rosk is correct. That even Moshe Rabbeinu had to give it over to the Tzibur. Had to be Moshe the Tzibur. There was a Mechudish Tekadin that Davkin, Moshe Rabbeinu's time, he had to do the purchasing. He was the purchaser of the very strange din. Nothing was chal when he purchased it. But a special din, he had to purchase the ingredients during the Dara Midbar. And then he had to give it over to the Tzibur. So you've seen that the Brisker Rav points out two diyukim in the Rambam where the Rambam identifies the Ketorah Samim different than other korbanos. One is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. There the Rambam writes, Shetziva koyanim lahaktir teres b'chol yoyim. But when it comes to the korban tamid, he says, Shetzivonu lahakriv b'mikdash shnei kivosim b'nei shona ve'eilu nikron t'midim. So question number one is, why did the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, when it comes to the korban tamid, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. When it comes to the Ketores, Lechara, they're both Korban and Tzibur. Should be the same thing. Should Tzivonu Lakrif? No, should Tziva Akainim Lakdir Ketores? Okay. Vainu Mishum, the Iker Amitzvi Ala Tzibur, the Inuwa Bailum Shala Korban. Vema Mchuyavim Baze, the Akainim Rak Masi Avoidu the Kaabni Vidin Hechshira Korban. He says that that Diyuk in of itself would not be worthy of a Marocha, because the Kohenim are representing Klal Yisrael anyways. So it could be that that's why the Rambam was Marach. However, he says that the Rambam seems to be very specific in this Lashon, because the Rambam writes, when it comes to the, he says, first, he says the psukim, the gavik tyrus ksev ikter olav aaron, and when it comes to tamidim, it says savas b'nei Yisrael. So the Rambam is lishna dekra nakat. However, you look at the chinuch in mitzvah kuf gimel. So the chinuch writes shenitztavu akoyinim laktir tyrus amim, and when the chinuch writes at the end, who is Mechuyim in the Ketorah Samim? There it says, Bezichrei Kehuna. And Mechuyim in the Ketorah Samim. Ube Mitzvah Tov Aleph, when it comes to Temidim, Shenetztavu Yisrael Sheyakribu Al Yedei Meshorsi Hashem Yisbarach Sheim HaKoyenim Shnei Kevosim. V'neheges Mitzvah Zu, V'himin HaMitzvahs Shein Mutolis Al HaTzibur, V'yoyser al hakoyinim. V'mshemachas v'sholem yisrashul bo sh'loy lakrivam. Is butlu aseizu. Mashkoga nitlis al kol adas b'nei Yisrael ayoydim b'dover. V'myesh koyach v'yodim l'sake. Here the chinuch is marach. When it comes to the korban tamid, he says it's Klal Yisrael's responsibility. Is there any, if the korban tamid is not brought, so any korban tamid, any Jew who's aware that it's not brought and is able to fix it up, he is chayiv tasadik achrayas for it. And kol adas ayoydim is a, the koyanim are the mishorse Yisrael that are bringing it. And when it comes to the Ketores, he's not Maruch. Ketores, Kainim should bring it, and it's Mechuyim al Zichrei Kehuna. So, Ma Pesha Advarim. Torah is the same Mishnah in Shkolim that says that Tumas Alishka is used for the Tamidim, same Mishnah that indicates it's used for the Korban Tamid. Right? Even if we follow with the Ritva, with all Yashu's Mahalach, no. So anybody going to say that the Torah has a different impact will God be called Yisrael in the Korban Tamid? So it says a Briskerov, the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah, we can give him a pass because he's following Din of Psukim. I have to ask about the Psukim also. Right? But the Chinuch L'Chaver is pointing out something that we're supposed to be attuned to. Harei Shekosim Befurish, the Mitzvah Torah Neheges B'Zichrei Kuna, U'Mitzvah Tamidin Mutolin Al HaTzibur, V'Tzarech Iyun. What's the Chiluk? And once you see that the chinuch is marich, so we have to be more careful about learning the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah as well. V'ashenira lilmoid ulechiach mizeh. Briskerov points out, I didn't look this up, that the Rambam organizes the halachas of Ketores together with Birchas Kohanim, which would support that there's a special connection between the Kohanim and the Ketores, more so than the Kohanim and the Korban Tamid. The Afal gav de Ketores bat smusa vevade Korban Tzibur uka kol Korban Tzibur. There's a difference between when it comes to ownership, so the ownership of the Ketores and the ownership of the Tamid are going to be identical. But when it comes to the way in which the mitzvah is mekuyam, they're going to be different. The Kol Korban Tzibur, Temidin, Musafin, Iker Dinam, Korban, Shatzibra, Chayavim, Korban Zeh. And the mitzvahs, Miskayemes, Al Yedei, Shatzibur, Miskaprin, Boy. Va Korban Oilalen, Kekol Korbonis, I crave my Oilin Labalayin. Briskerov says when the Klal Yisrael brings a Korban Tomit, so that wins for Klal Yisrael, Kapora, Tara, win something for Klal Yisrael, right? Not dissimilar to what Tosfos was saying, the Gabi, the Korban Miluim. Only the Briskerov is understanding that your classic Korban Tomid has both a Bailus of the Tzibur and the Teyelus of the Tzibur. Avol, Loi Kol Mitzvah Saktoras Iker Mitzvosu Shehei Mimena Masek Torah B'chol Yom Al Mizbeach Hazav. The Torah is different, is that the Te'elis of the Torah is to bring a Torah. Te'elis of a Korban Tomid is to accomplish something for Kal Yisrael. But the Torah, once it's burned on the Mizbeach, Ke'ilu, we would say, the Te'elis is only to be Mekayim the Ritzayin HaBoyre. When the Ketores has a special position within the various parshas, Kairach, Shlach, so L'chorah, this is the Bezra Adover. So how did the Briskerov come to this conclusion? It says, V'yoyser ein lanu b'zeh, kvar nishal, he asked Reb Chaim, we have a din, Ketores shehukteru shaloy lishma, im shayach v'adin delay also levaylim l'shem choiva k'may v'chol korbani sanasin shaloy lishma. Person, any korban that was done shaloy lishma inappropriately, wasn't done for the sake of this particular korban, so then it's not oyle levaylim korban chatas, so the levaylim don't get the kapara. Right? So he's assuming as well that if the kohenim would bring the korban tomid and they would have in mind something else, their mind, they would get distracted, and they would think about something other than the Korban Tumah. So it would not be Eilu Labailim. Then we'd go back to the Lishkas Gazer, we'd go back and we'd get Shkolim and buy another Korban Tumah and bring it through again. What's the din if when the Korban, when the Kohen brought the Ketores, all of a sudden he lost concentration, his mind slipped, and all of a sudden he had a different Kavana altogether. Shaloi Lishma. So when the Brisker Rav asked Rav Chaim, what's the din then? Do you go back to the Lishka and get the more Ketores and bring again? So Rav Chaim said, Ein Sorach Lahakdir Ketores Shaniyah. The kvar neskayim mitzvah. There's a one-liner. No, a korban tamid that's done shalei lishma is not a korban tamid. It wasn't mekayim the mitzvah korban tamid. So you have to do it again. Aktoyr shalei lishma. Rav Chaim says, done already. Done. A dugma. What's the dugma for this? There are many, many parshas and chumash that have a mais and a chalois, right? And there are parshas and chumash which seemingly don't have a ma'is and a chalos, right? In other words, Gittin and Kiddushin and Hekdish, maybe the Dorim. When it comes to mitzvahs, so we generally assume, right, that it's a ma'is and not a chalos. So probably machlek is amongst the Achrayim. Achrayim raised the question whether we say shluch yishlam kemoisai when it comes to a mitzvah. Can I have somebody else put on tefillin for me? So, discussion. So, different answers are given. So, one answer that's given is Anachanami, Shulch Hashem Kemoisei. But there's a prat over here that you can't accomplish, and that is that the tefillin have to be on your body. So you're missing that important prat that's essential to the mitzvah, that it's on your body. What the Beis HaLevi says in Shemei Kaina, if you need different pratim of the, that they're not mukuim by Shemei Kaina. Similar idea. But this is assuming that mitzvah of tefillin have a ma'is and a chalois. Rav Chaim points out, I heard it from the Rav many times, that shlichus is only shayach with a ma'is and a chalois. Shlichus is a chiddush. Gemara Yevamah says, you only have shlichus or you have tanai. So Rav Chaim explained, because those are two ways in which the Torah separated a ma'is from a chalois. Tanai means I'm doing the ma'isa right now, kedushin achal based on the tanai. Shlichus, I'm doing the ma'isa, kedushin achal for somebody else. So when you have a ma'isa, you can have shlichus or ma'isa and achalos. But by a mitzvah, so when I do the mitzvah, no chalos, I've done tefillin. The ma'isa mitzvah is the mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is the kima mitzvah. All right. Again, we can elaborate more in other areas where sometimes there is a separate kiyum in a certain ma'isa mitzvah. It rubs malach in Krishma and other places. So, but the Pashtus, that's a good example for what the Brisker Rav is saying, Mishem Chayim. He's saying that when it comes to the Korban Tomid, so there is the Akrovas HaKorban, and then there's the Ritzi HaKorban. And if the Korban's Merutza, so then Klal Yisrael, whatever happens, the Klal Yisrael left having a Korban Merutza happens. All right. And if the Korban is brought in a way that's not with something that's ma'akiv, so then the Ritza Korban doesn't happen. So there's something like a Maisa and an effect in a Chalois. But when it comes to Ketores, the Ketores is the Anochas Tefillin, is the Levisha Tzitzis. The Maisa is the Maisa. It's done already. So as a result, the pratim of bringing the ketores would not be ma'akev because the ketores was brought already. That's the nusach of Rav Chaim. So says the Brisker Rav, Shehuktra v'dvarav heinein advarim shekasavti. The ketores kol atzmi rak mitzvahs haktore bilvad. Sheyuktar mimenu b'chol yoyim al mizbeach azov. V'gam v'ketores shehuktra shalei lishma. after bilchus karbonos, the bialim are not miskab mikol mokim mitzvus haktara mi and niskaima. Vein sorech lakti haktaras acheres. He says, and that's what it's, and that's why the shiny haktaras beikir mitzvos and mishor korban ois tzibur. Dein lechobo rak mitzvus maase haktara bilvad. The loy kishor korban ois tzibur sheikir ki mitzvos and meshat tzibur miskabrin bar. So that would explain why the Rambam put the mitzvah Torah with Birchas Koinim. That would explain why the Rambam says Shetziva Koinim Lakti Ktoris B'chol Yoyim, because when it comes to Ktoris, there is a halacha that has to come from Klal Yisrael's ownership. But the mitzvah Ktoris is different than other Korban Tzibur, where it's Mekayim some goal for the tzibur. So Yotze Mikol Zeh is that this lechara would be a mahalach to end for the Gevurah Sariz Kasha. Right? In other words, Gevurah Sariz Kasha was, this is said in many of the Svarim. Many of the Rishivas point this out. I think Avraham Galboz points it out, and many point that, make this connection, that this is a good place to discuss this Brisker Rav. So Brisker Rav this way points out that's why when it comes to the Ketores, the Rambam says Shetziva Koyinim. And that's why when it comes to the Korban Tomid, so that's when the Chinuch is Marif and says that any Yisrael, because the Korban Tomid has two levels of a Korban Tzibur. One is that it's owned by the Tzibur, and the other that it's achieving Kapor with old Tzibur, so Klal Yisrael is invested in this Korban. When it comes to Ketores, Ketores is a process. No end game. The process means the Kohenim do it. I'm Yisrael. So my total involvement in that Ketores is that I gave my shekel beginning of the year. After that, Kohenim have to do a process. When it comes to Korban Tomid, so my involvement is that I'm giving my shekel so that every single day the Korban Tomid gets connected to me. So Mimela, as the Chinuch says, I have an achrayus to make sure the Korban Tomid is brought, and if I can do it. But when it comes to the Ketores, I have to be a donor, and the Kohen has to bring it. So I'm no longer invested in this Korban Ketores. So that would be why it'd be possible to have a machlokes with the Ketores as a Korban Yochid, a Korban Tzibur. If it'd be possible to say that this Kach Lecha could be a Korban Yochid, if it would be a situation where the Ketores was achieving something for the Tzibur, so then we could say, Lesman de Polig, that the money comes from the Lishka and it can't come from any other place. That the Akdosh has to be entirely made by the Gizbar. Because the Korban Tom, because Klal Yisrael is responsible and the Gizbar is my Shliach, and I want the Gizbar to make sure it happens so that I'll be part of the Kapor as well. When it comes to Ketores, so Ketores, it would be possible to say that the Bailas could be different. It could be possible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, make sure the Kohen gets the spices, because the Iker is the Kohen bringing the spices onto the Mizbeach. Lav Davka, that the Ketores, in other words, the Machlek is, we paskin that the Ketores is the Korban Tzibur. We paskin that the money has to come from the Korban, from the Lishka. We paskin that if a Yochid wants to give Korban Ketores, he has to give it over the Tzibur. But what the Rosh Hashiva is saying is that it is shayach for there to be a Rabbi Yoshua that would say that a Ketores would be that the bialus of the Ketores would be a individual bialus, be several individuals, because the Iker is to get that Korban on, to get the Ketores onto the Yesh. So this would also address the Orin that Rochanan has. Rochanan says that he was bothered by a Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Korach. Then comes the Parshas Korach, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Sir Rashi, Al Tefnel Menchasim. Don't listen to their Karbanis. Sir Rashi says that they're going to bring a Keteris. And they'll all have a Chelik in the Keteris. Don't be Makabel the Chelik in the Keteris of Kairach Vadasim. Sir Mochanan says, what's the Mishnah talking about? Keteris is the Korban Tzivor. Mishnah Shkolim. There is no private there is no private ownership in a korb in a kteris. Okay. So that's Rabbanan. He has a kasha. He says, "Don't understand this Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Davka in the kteris that you have a chelik there, but it could be that one could suggest again. I have to look at this, Mr. Fina, just based on what the Rishivas present this the Biskirov. It could be that that kteris didn't come from the Lishka. That could have been a crowdfunding keteris. Could be that keteris and a different din. It was still a keteris, but every individual had a chelik in it. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. This particular keteris is different. This is not coming from the Trumas HaLishka. I didn't have a nevuah to take this keteris from the Lishka. I have to make sure it happens. I'm going to fundraise. I'll get the Ktiris. When I fundraise, what happens after that? Does it have to be given over to the Tzibur? So apparently Rashi holds no, that this Ktiris was different. This Ktiris was talking representative of every individual. And that would explain why Rashi would say, Al-Tifna el-Minchasim. And again, as we wanted to accomplish, to carve out some of the ideas of a Korban Tzibur, Korban Yochid, that the miluim referred to in our sugya as a korban yochid. That's number one. Number two is that we have a ritva and a taisvis that would seem to say that a korban yochid can be defined by the kapara, by the tayalis. All right, chiddush. We have the Ramban, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that says that it's shach to have a korban tzibur if it's Roiv Klal Yisrael, all right, a little bit Mechudishtik. And then, that was part one. Part two is that we quoted a Braisa that said it's possible that the Ketores could be, that the Kubiya Machlaikas Tadoim, where the Ketores is the Yochin Eret Tzibur. It goes against the Mishnayas. Mishnayas say that the Ketores was for sure a Korban Tzibur because of the funding of the Korban Tzibur. So Rizkirov says, it's true that the Keteris was funded by the Tzibur, but the Keteris didn't have a Te'elis Lagabe the Tzibur. It had to be a kind of Ritzayna Boire. The Zichre Kuhuna were commanded to, and the Zichre Kuhuna were, it sounds like, were Ke'ilu, they weren't Shluchei of Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Korban Tomid, so the Shluchei of Klal Yisrael. When it comes to the Keteris, so even the Maskana, the Lishka is the way in which we're going to get the Ktiris. That's how we're going to purchase it. They're going to fund it. But it doesn't mean that it represents, it's being funded by Klal Yisrael in order to accomplish something for Klal Yisrael. So this aura that comes out from this Taisvis and comes out from the Ritzvah, and Rav Yoshev spells out that sometimes the Te'elis of the Korban is a defining factor of Yochid and Tzibur, so that could play a role in the Ktiris. Again, La Maskona de Milsa, the Ktiris comes from Lishka Zagos. Maskona de Milsa, the ownership is like a Korban Tzibur, but it was Shaykh to say that's a Korban Yochid, and Yah, he said it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu's Ktiris with a Kairach of the Korban Yochid, and it's Shaykh to say it because we don't need the same investment of Klal Yisrael. We just need to make sure that the Kayanim bring the carbon. Good.
To answer that answer in the Rav Elchanan's question, so the issue is that in Rashi, in actual Rashi, it's a mincha, and if it's a mincha, then you wouldn't be able to bring it as a nidava. It couldn't be a nidvas tzibur because mincha can't be brought as a nidava.
Okay.
In the Rav Elchanan, he quotes it as referring to the Ktiris.
Right.
And in Rashi, it's the Minchas Tamid.
Rashi says because of Mincha, I shouldn't say.
He says that their part in this Mincha, you shouldn't accept.
Okay, I forgot it again. I thought it the two lines in Rashi there. I can look it up again.
Yeah. Yeah, so even if it's that, then the Chori would have to have a din of a carbon tzibur.
Yeah, yeah. It's only works if it, yeah. Yeah, it only works if you said it's a din of Keteris. Yeah.
The first
Mishnah is Ketores.
It says
that the line before that.
Before that, it says
that Akhtar, yeah, no, that's what it says. Akhtar.
The first Ketores, the first verse of Rashi
is the one that they were individually bringing.
Yeah.
So that I think is Pasha that was Shem
Yachim. Okay.
The Medrash, I think where Rabbi Chama was asking from, is if you want to say that a carbon, that it's a din of Fisa Tabayas.
Right. Yeah, so what's the Chel? Yeah.
So how about it? Tmi Deit Tzibur?
Uh-huh, I see.
Tmi, then, can Rashi say that Mishnah that Korach had a Chel?
So there's not the Ketores thing, right? Rabbi Yochanan misquoted the Rashi.
It's not the Ketores, but Jonathan's saying that I'm also wrong because maybe it's referring to the old.
Actual Tmi Deit, yeah.
But that's why I push the chat, the Rashi, yeah.
Al Mincha Sham is
the whole point. That's where it's coming from,
in the Pasuk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rav Chanan's a Ketores. Rav Chanan's a Ketores, yeah, okay. And they,
the Rashi took over. Okay. What's that? I don't really do toast over, but that's 100%. Just a mistake. In all of the briskers, far, yeah. They all say it's the Mincha.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why it is the Ketores.
Okay, good. Here's Scott. Thank you very much.